Welcome back to On the Daily. In this episode, I am talking about how you get what you want. It's very simple. It's a very simple concept, but we overcomplicate it. And if you feel like you've been running on the hamster wheel of doing the most and not seeing the results you want to see, or you feel like you've been broke for way too long, or you feel like you date different people with the same face over and over and over again, then this episode is for you. Hey friend, welcome to On the Daily. I'm your host, Danielle McCleary, and I am a quantum business coach. I'm the host of this podcast. I'm a multi-six-figure entrepreneur, co-founder and president of HypeU Media, and CEO of Danielle on the Daily Coaching. What I'm really interested in is helping you live a life and have a business that is a full body yes. So through all of my education and all of my experience, I'm bringing you two episodes a week where I will guide you and give you the tools necessary to scale a massive, sustainable, and sexy business using your intuition, wealth energetics, and human design. What we can call it is business biohacking. So if you're down for that, then I say let's frickin' go. I'm so glad you're here. Before we get into this episode, I have to tell you that we are closing in on the end of our sales period for Break the Matrix. Doors close next week. And if this is a course, this is an experience, this is a program that you've been thinking about, maybe you've clicked the link 1,000 times, you know how much it is, you know all the things. And for some reason, you still haven't made the jump, but you'd really like to, now is your chance. Because once the doors close, they're not going to reopen. And this course is only going to be available once or twice a year. So if this episode I'm about to tell you resonates, then you need to be in Break the Matrix. Like, plain and simple, you are not going to get more of what you do want by focusing on what you don't want. And what this course gives you is a path back to yourself. It teaches you to remember who you were before all of the programming, before you put on all these identities, before you started to wear all of these titles. And it really helps you tap into who you truly are so that you can build the business, you can build the life, you can have the relationships, you can build the self-trust, the self-care that has always been there, just hiding, waiting to come out. So click the link in our show notes, or you can come to Danielle_onthedaily and slide into my DMs and you can ask me anything you want and I will answer it for you. And I hope to see you inside. You do not get more of what you do want by focusing on what you don't want. So I'll say that again. You do not get more of what you do want by focusing on what you don't want. And this is a huge concept. It's a very simple concept, but we overcomplicate it. And the way that I want to explain this to you is like, if I tell you right now, do not think about what you are having for dinner tonight. Don't think about that. Instead, I want you to focus on what you're having for lunch. You're thinking about right now, what you're thinking about is what you don't want, like what you want for dinner tonight. Because I said, don't think about that. If I say, don't think about a blue door, what are you thinking about right now? You're thinking about a blue door. Don't think about the fact that the sky is blue. You're thinking about the fact that the sky is blue, right? You do not get more of what you do want by focusing harder on what you don't want. So many people don't want to be broke. We all don't want to be broke. None of us want to be broke. So many people, all of us, not a single person wants to be broke. We don't want to be broke. What most of us want is to make millions of dollars doing the thing that we love more than anything else in the world. We want to be millionaires and we want it to feel easy and we want it to feel aligned. We want all of those things. Here's where most people go wrong. Most people, instead of focusing on what they do want, which is to make millions of dollars, and by thinking about what they do want, they're focusing on all the things that they could be doing that will get them closer to what they want, which is $1 million. Like, well, I have this business. I love my business. I love to put offers out. Like, instead of making aligned moves based on where they want to go, all they're thinking about is, I don't want to be broke. So they're not in, like, and this might be you. So you want to make $1 million. And instead of thinking, okay, well, I could put this offer out because this offer is going to reflect what I'm really good at. And it's going to give my clients what I know that they need from me and what I came here to share. And I love my business and I'm making aligned decisions forward based on the fact that I want to make millions in an aligned, easy, peaceful way. What I'm focused on right now is that I don't want to be broke. So even though that's what I want, what I'm thinking about most is how I don't want to be broke. So I'm not actually investing in programs and coaches and things that are going to help me move towards what I want, which is millions of dollars. I am just thinking about, I can't make any moves. I get paralyzed because I don't want to be broke. And Sky Daddy, right? Universe, God, whatever, only gives you what you have capacity for, and what you think about most grows. So you may want millions of dollars in an aligned, peaceful, easy way, but if all you're thinking about is how you don't want to be broke, your energy field is clogged. The channels, the phone lines are clogged with, she doesn't want to be broke. She doesn't want to be broke. But all your body, all your energy is hearing is broke, broke, no money, no money, no money, no money, no money, no money. So that's what you're going to attract, right? Our electromagnetic frequency determines what we are an energetic match for. So it's everything that you're thinking, it's everything that you're saying, and it's all the actions you are taking. If I'm thinking that I want to make $1 million, but I'm feeling like I don't want to be broke, and therefore the actions I'm taking are not reflective of making $1 million, but instead just not being broke, that's inconsistent. So the thing that I'm now an energetic match for is not $1 million. Where if I think I would love to make millions of dollars in an aligned, peaceful, easy way, I want that to feel really, really good. And I want it to feel aligned and I want it to be peaceful. So now my actions are, if that's what I'm really going to focus on, my actions are, I'm going to invest in a team member who can take some things off my plate so my business doesn't feel so I don't have so much burnout in my business. I'm going to invest in a coach who really understands the energetic leap between where I'm at and where I'm going because they've done it. And I know by investing in this person, they are going to help me feel the way that I want to feel. That would be an example of focusing your thoughts, feelings, and actions towards what you want instead of what you don't want, right? If you go plant flowers outside, they're not going to grow faster because you stomp on the ground really hard. It's just not going to happen, right? You're not going to grow flowers by focusing on how your flowers aren't growing fast enough. You're going to grow your flowers by watering them and planting them and making sure they have enough sunshine. And if the focus is on, I want to grow beautiful flowers and not on, why are these flowers not growing? They will eventually grow. If my focus is, I want to be in a relationship with someone who, you know, is supportive and understands me and really allows me to be the masculine and the feminine parts of myself. I want to be with a partner who really, you know, who doesn't run because I have shadows and darkness like everyone else does. And so if that's what I'm thinking and I'm feeling that I like the way I want to feel in that relationship is safe and supported and like there's an equality there and there's an understanding between us. Well, then I'm going to make decisions based on that. I'm going to make decisions on, well, I'm going to do things that make me feel really good. And I'm going to do things in my life that support me and that make me feel safe so that I become an energetic match for that kind of relationship. Instead of what most people do, they'll say like, I want a partner who loves and supports me. And I'm tired of dating like these narcissistic people. I'm tired of having, you know, a partner who all they care about is themselves. But then the feeling and the focus is on how they don't want to be with a partner that's an asshole. So the actions then become about like not trusting people. You have your guard up all the time. And if that's the energy you're leading with, that is what you are going to continue to attract more of. And so if we think about this in terms of my program, Break the Matrix, right? People want to break, you want to break your matrix. You want to stop living your life according to everyone else's expectations. You want to wake up every day so excited about the fact that you exist and that the things you're doing and the choices you're making are so in alignment with who you truly are, your business, your marketing, your friends, your partner, where you live, how you live, the food that you eat, the amount of sleep you get, what you put into your body, what you consume. It is all aligned. That's what you want. And you want that to feel peaceful and you want that to feel good. So are you going to focus on that by making aligned actions towards that goal, AKA investing in a program and working with a coach who embodies that in her everyday life? Or are we just going to focus on the fact that we feel like we're just living our life according to everyone else and that, you know, we're not lucky and we don't have enough money and everything sucks and I'm just burnt out all the time? And because there's a difference in energy there. And you're not going to break your matrix. You're not going to live a life detached from what everyone else expects of you by continuing to make decisions based on the fact that you're focused on that you don't want to live like that anymore. It's just not going to happen. There's an inconsistency there. So what I will offer you is the opportunity to align your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions toward what you actually want. Instead of continuing to say you want one thing, but all your focus is on what you don't want, is the opposite of that thing. You do not make more money. You do not get out of debt by focusing on the fact that you are broke. It just doesn't happen. It does not happen. That is all I want to say today. I'm actually headed tomorrow to Stagecoach Country Music Festival in California. I'm so excited. My wife and I do this every single year. And it is rumored that Beyonce is going to show up. And if that happens, I will lose my mind because I bought first or second row tickets. I can't even remember, but that would be a great year to be second row. And I'm really pumped. So I'll be back next week with another episode, but focus on what you do want, because focusing on what you don't want is not how you get what you want. Love you. Bye.